Welcome back, everybody. This is eBay Auction Tips Task Force with your co-hosts Scott Patton and Tim Knox. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. So I've been listening to your Auction Traffic Mastery CDs.
Yeah?
And there are lots of really, really good gems that I think people can use instantly to really improve their eBay sales, their eBay auctions, getting more traffic to their auctions, getting more traffic even to their websites, because you and Dr. Mike talk about that a lot. And one of the gems that really stood out with me yesterday when I was listening to it was you were talking about market research, and eBay actually makes available to everybody a lot of information about what's selling, where they're selling, and that sort of stuff. And I was hoping that we could get into that in a little more depth today.
Sure.
So what is this market research?
Well, let me just tell you what market research just is in general for folks who don't know. You know, anytime you're looking at bringing a product to market or starting a business, you want to do what's called market research. Basically, that just says you look out the window and see which way the wind's blowing. Okay?
Right.
You want to, you know, for example, if you were going into, let's say you were going to go start a business with iPods. Well, the first thing you'd want to do is go look at the market. You know, mm-hmm. Who's selling iPods? How are they selling? You know, what's the competition? What are the trends? You know, it really is just looking at the market to make sure that you have a viable idea, that there is a market for your idea, that, you know, the competition, you'd be amazed at what you can learn from the competition.
Right.
You know, I have people, you know, all the time say, well, you know, I've got a great idea for a product, and you know what? I've looked at the market, and there's no competition. Well, you know what that tells me is you may not have a market.
You may have a bad market.
You may have a very bad, you know, like you know, houseplants for homeless people. Not a good market, okay? Yeah. If just because there's no competitors, that really should be a red flag more than anything, because, you know, very rarely will anyone come out with a product that just creates a whole new market, you know, for which there are no competitors. And, you know, selling on eBay is the exact same thing. If you've got a product, be it an info product or a hard good that you're going to sell on eBay, the very first thing you want to do is go to eBay and conduct market research. Now, fortunately, this is so simple because eBay gives you a lot of tools to do that. Now, you can do it either through paid services or free services. For example, if you go to ebay.com and look down the left-hand menu, you're actually going to see a link there that says Marketplace Research. Now, what this is a new service that eBay is providing. Now, this is a paid service, but it enables you to look at buyers and sellers. That gives you intelligence on trends, you know, what's hot, what's not. You can view and analyze like top searches, start prices, average sold prices, that sort of thing. So basically, it is a tool that eBay has in place that will let you do your market research pretty quickly. And again, there's a nominal fee for using it, but you just sign up and you can look at buyers and sellers. So let's say, you know, my idea is to sell iPods. Well, I go over to eBay, and if I use their marketplace research tool, that's going to tell me who's selling iPods, how many people are buying iPods, what the average sales price is going to be, you know, what are the search terms that people are using. You can really get a good amount of data, and it's up to like 90 days worth of completed item data.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like it's a relatively new service that they've just launched. So we're, once again, our podcast is on the cutting edge.
This is relatively new. There's sometimes, mm-hmm. Aren't we always? Isn't that amazing? But
yeah, right.
The thing with eBay is eBay has never, they've never been a first mover. You know, eBay always waits until someone else does it and proves the concept, and then they mm-hmm. jump in. And
well,
that's what's happening here. You know, there have been similar marketplace research tools on the market for several years. Well, eBay finally, you know, it's like Meg Whitman woke up one morning and went, "Oh, we're missing out on something."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lo and behold, the next day, they have their own market research tool. But here's the cool thing about this. They do make it very flexible to use. They have what's called a fast pass, which means you can sign up for like $3 and you get to use the tool for, you know, you just pay as you go, basically. You get two days.
Yes.
You know, it costs you $3.
Well, that's cheap.
Well, it is. Yeah, I don't care where you are, you know. But and then they have the basic thing, which is like $9.99 a month. And, you know, you can use it as much as you want. And then they've got what they call their pro, which is like $24.95 a month, but you get a lot more searches. You know, like for example, the Fast Pass. You know, you get like you can look at like 10 searches. You know, with the basic, you get a little more. You can access it anytime. But with the pro version, and if you're going to do a lot of selling on eBay, the pro version for $24 is probably the way to go. But you know, it really, as research tools go, the reason that I do like this one is it's eBay's tool. You know, and this is their data, so it's going to be accurate. It's going to be up to date. But you know what? There are other ones out there, too. There are companies like HammerTap, which is a very popular marketplace research tool. But, you know, that's if you want to pay for it. Now, you can do a lot of stuff on your own. If you go to eBay's website and, again, scroll down, the one thing I dislike about eBay is they make things, you know, it's like a treasure hunt. You know, you have to search for things. But they've got something called, they call it the eBay Pulse. And you'll find the link there on eBay's page. And the eBay Pulse will
it's right under the market research.
It's right there. And if you click on that, it's going to give you a snapshot of, you know, popular searches, you know, the largest stores. And, you know, the largest stores will tell you, you know, who the biggest sellers are and that sort of thing. So you can do some research there. You know, if you look at that, the popular searches, of course, hey, here's a shock, the PlayStation 3, the Nintendo Wii, you know, shocking, you know. But, again, it does give you an idea of that. And the thing I think is cool, you can look at the most watched items down at the bottom. And some of these are pretty funny. You know, some of them are how to make money, and some of them are, you know, digital cameras and stuff. But again, this is just free marketplace research. You can tell what's hot, what's not, what's being searched on. And, you know, and let me say this, just because people are searching on the PlayStation 3 doesn't mean you should start selling PlayStation 3s.
You know, that was a question I was gonna ask you, Tim, because if you know who the big players are, you know, the question I always think is, well, do I really want to be, you know, in that swimming pool with the sharks, or do I want to be over in the wading pool where it's a little safer, right?
Yeah, great point. Do you want to be a little bitty fish in a great big pond, or do you want to be a big fish in a little pond?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, here's you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. On eBay, when you follow the herd, in other words, when you try to sell what everybody else is selling, usually the herd's going to turn around and trample your butt in the ground. You know, not a good thing to do. So if you go over there, and you know, you've heard this from people, and so have I, you know, you know, everybody's selling iPods. That must be a good item to sell. I'll sell iPods. Well, you know what? That marketplace is probably already too crowded for you. There are probably sellers there who are getting such low prices. You probably couldn't even get your inventory for what these people are selling for.
Yeah.
You know,
I was actually going to say that you know, it's a basic business principle, right?
Yeah.
What is your cost of your goods? What can you get for them? What's the difference? Is it worthwhile?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and something like, and I always look at it as a commodity type thing, because as you know, my background is the grocery business, right? Where we'd be happy to make 2 cents on a can of beans, right?
Yeah.
And you got to sell a lot of beans, and that's a lot of work in order to make any money, right? And so when I look at the most popular searches and most popular items, I'm thinking, are those the commodities? So do I want to be a boutique? Do I want to be the Walmart? Do I want to be a boutique? How? And of course, there's a lot better margin in the boutiques, but there's not as much volume. However, as an individual entrepreneur working out of my basement, you know, I don't have the overhead of a Walmart or an Albertsons or anybody like that either, right? So I don't, you know, so those are all basic business decisions that I think people need to look at when they're going to jump in, as opposed to, like you were saying, most popular searches, PS3, great, okay, let's go get them. Well, you know, the chances are your wholesale price, like you said, is going to be more than the retail price on eBay.
Yeah, and people get so frustrated because they'll try to find, a source of these products, and they'll say, "Oh, okay, here's someone who'll sell me this widget for $10 per widget. Cool." Well, then you go over to eBay and you'll find someone who's already retailing those for $8 a widget. And, and it's just very frustrating. And chances are, this is someone who is, probably buying in bulk directly from the manufacturer, or someone who has been doing this a long time and they've managed to, get their cost of inventory down. And so, don't jump on, what the hot item of the day is really not what you want to sell. Come up with a niche. Come up with products that everybody else isn't selling.
Oh,
And
and
look to make
something
your money
you know
there.
about,
Yeah,
right?
that would help greatly if you knew about it,
Yeah.
But that's not always necessary. Every now and then you can run upon something that you just know is going to be a great buy. For example, Mike Enos, my friend, the Platinum Power Seller, tells a wonderful story about how he got started on eBay. He was a programmer. He had read programming books.
All
Well,
right.
he was in a bookstore. And he noticed that they had just this table full of computer manuals for cheap. And he knew that these books usually went for 40, $50 a piece, and he could get them for $3. So he bought every one of them, all that they had, turned around, put them on eBay, and just made a killer profit off of those. Now, the trick was he knew that product. He knew the computer books. He knew what they would normally sell for. And that's a big part of it. You make your money on the front end.
That's right.
You make your money when you find the inventory. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Well, and the other thing that he did, I think, that's really important is he kept his eyes open.
Yes.
Because, see, I know of a similar story where this guy was in a, I think it was like a tire store, and the guy had a ton of summer tires in the back. And he said, "Well, what are you doing with those?" "Well, it's winter. We can't sell them." "Okay, well, it's winter in North Dakota. It's still summer in Florida, right?" So the guy says, "Well, if I could sell them, how much would you give them for me?" And of course, he's got to make room for next year's models and everything else, right? So he made his agreement, whatever, got on eBay, started putting these tires, and it might have been some other product, but the concept is totally the same. And he was selling tires to Florida and California and Texas. So if you can find something that's going out of style, or there's a new model every year, and some guy's hung on it. Most people don't even think of, well, even as you and I think everybody's heard of eBay, still not the case. And even if they have, they haven't really gone and said, "Well, maybe this is how I can get rid of my products," right? And so if you're somewhere and you see a bunch of stuff that's at a good price, talk to the owner or the manager and see if you can't, because if you buy it all, will you give me a better deal? Do the research, see what you can sell it for on eBay, and there might be a tidy profit for you.
Yeah, exactly. Always be in the look of, out for that sort of stuff. And it helps to have an idea of what something will go for. Because I know a lot of folks that have been to, to yard sales or whatever, and they find this wonderful vase that they think would sell for $50, so they give 30 for it, and come to find out they can't get three for it. So it really helps to know the marketplace. And that's one thing, Scott's a good point, is if you're going to be an eBay seller, spend a whole lot of time on eBay's website. Just clicking around, looking at things, especially things that interest you, kind of get an idea of what's selling, what it's selling for, that sort of thing. But we're talking about market research. Another on eBay, another great place to get do market research. And again, eBay is just horrible about making things obvious. They have what they call a "what's hot" section.
Oh,
And
interesting.
the only way that I've ever found to get to it, because it's not linked off the homepage, is if you go to the top of the page and click on sitemap off of eBay.com. You're going to see in the middle column there the word "sell," and if you scroll down, you're going to see "selling resources." Underneath "selling resources," you're going to see a link that says "what's hot." When you click on "what's hot," it is going to take you to what eBay calls Seller Central. And again, I don't know why they have to hide this like this. I don't know why they can't make it more apparent. But if you go to this site, you're going to see some pretty cool stuff that'll help you in your market research. There's going to be a link there to the market research, but and the eBay Pulse. But there's also, Scott, a link there to a PDF called "Hot Items by Category."
Hot items by category. I see it.
Click on that. It's going to open up a PDF file that shows you what are the hot categories and the hot products on eBay. It's going to show you, and it's usually a very long, it's like 35, 40 pages, and it just goes category by category, and it will tell you how many, you know, what's hot, how, what's not. For example, if you go and click on that, the first section is antiques, and it will show you, you know, what's very hot. For example, Asian antiques. Architectural and garden, Asian antiques, decorative arts. These are search terms and category terms that are really hot. So you could look at this and say, okay, Asian antiques is a very hot category. Okay? Then you could then go over to eBay, go to the section, the actual eBay Asian antiques section. Yep. Take a look at what's selling there. Get a look at who's selling. Check out the competition. You know, look at the price. So this hot item by category, and they publish this, I think, every couple of weeks, is just a tremendous resource for doing that thing. So that's what I would do is go there, look at that hot items, look at the eBay pulse, and then consider the marketplace research.
And this is just going to give people great ideas for areas that they can – that they can put their eBay business in, and particularly if they're starting, or areas that they've missed. Maybe they're already doing antiques, but they never thought about Asian antiques.
Yeah, great point.
And that's a great brainstorming tool. Cool. So you've basically covered, you know, the A to Z of market research on eBay, Tim, in 20 minutes.
Yeah, wow. And
congratulations.
Well, you know, normally it would take 3 hours, but I talk fast.
That's so. You talk twice as fast as you normally do.
Well, you know, for an Alabama boy, I do talk pretty fast. So, you know, if this was my brother, we'd still be on the first thing going, now, when you click on this, don't tell him I said that. He'll kill me.
Well, he's probably listening right now.
I'm sure he is.
Say hi to him.
Hi, Don.
And now you have to tell him that you said hi to him on the podcast. He's going to have to find it and listen to see what you said about him.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
Well, Tim, I want to thank you very much for spending time out of your busy day to share this information on market research with me and all our listeners. It's been excellent, excellent information. If anybody wants to listen to any of the other podcasts that we've done, just head over to ourauctionpodcast.com. And you'll see a list of all the podcasts that we've done. You'll be able to sign up on iTunes or some of the other podcatchers that are out there. And if you want to be updated on when we do our next podcast, there's a little link on the right. And if you click on it, the people at Podomatic will send you an email whenever we upload a new podcast. So you'll never miss any of our podcasts and all this great information. So once again, thank you very much for joining us. Tim, it's been a pleasure as always. Do you have any last words of wisdom on market research for our listeners?
Yeah, just real quickly, don't forget to do your market research. Too many people dive in without testing the water. And that's why a lot of people, you know, drown in the marketplace. So always take a look at the market before you commit to any product or any business.
And that's really true. Anytime you and I are at a seminar, people are always coming up to us basically crying because they spent, you know, $10,000 or $100,000 on something. And we look at each other and just say, well, you know, did you check to see if there was a market for this? But yeah. The product was so good.
Oh, yeah. We're always very sympathetic. Not.
All right. Okay. Well, until next time, thanks again for joining us, everybody. And we'll see you on ourauctionpodcast.com. Bye-bye. You can say goodbye too, Tim.
Goodbye, Tim.